Anthropic found themselves issuing a rare public apology this week over what they're calling invisible guardrails in Claude Fable. Users discovered that the system was applying content filtering and behavior modification without clearly disclosing these interventions.
This is a significant transparency issue. Simon Willison's analysis, which is getting massive traction on Hacker News, describes Claude Fable as relentlessly proactive in ways that weren't documented in the API specifications or user guidelines.
The technical details are concerning. Users found that Claude Fable was subtly modifying outputs based on what Anthropic internally calls distillation guardrails, essentially training the model to avoid certain topics or approaches without explicitly stating when these constraints were active.
From a business ethics standpoint, this represents a fundamental breach of user trust. When developers integrate an AI system into their applications, they expect to understand its behavior boundaries. Hidden modifications create liability risks and make it impossible to properly validate system outputs.
The Hacker News discussion is particularly heated because many commenters are professional developers who've been integrating Claude into production systems. They're describing instances where Claude's responses seemed inexplicably cautious or evasive, and now they understand why.
Anthropic's apology acknowledges that these invisible guardrails were implemented as part of their safety strategy, but admits they should have been more transparent about their existence and operation. They're promising to document these constraints in future releases.
However, there's a deeper technical question here about AI alignment and transparency. The Endor Labs evaluation found that Claude Fable 5 delivers only mid-tier results on coding tasks, significantly underperforming compared to the marketing claims.
That performance gap is particularly damaging because coding tasks are objective and measurable. When an AI system underperforms on concrete technical challenges while applying undisclosed behavioral modifications, it raises questions about where else the guardrails might be limiting capability.
The Fable Pool platform launch adds another layer to this controversy. It's a system where people can pool money behind prompts, and Fable builds solutions in public. But if the underlying AI has invisible constraints that affect output quality, the entire economic model becomes questionable.
Several enterprise customers are reportedly reconsidering their Claude integrations. When you're paying premium prices for AI capabilities, discovering that the system has been self-censoring or limiting responses without disclosure creates both technical and contractual issues.
This controversy reflects a broader tension in AI development between safety measures and user transparency. Companies like Anthropic argue that some safety constraints must be invisible to remain effective, but developers argue they need full visibility into system behavior for responsible deployment.
The market response has been swift. Alternative AI providers are capitalizing on this transparency crisis by emphasizing their own openness about model limitations and constraints. It's becoming a competitive differentiator.
Moving from AI controversies to more straightforward technical developments, let's look at Homebrew 6.0 and what this major release tells us about the evolution of package management.